Congrats on the issue of the voters register. If you recall, sometime last year, some stakeholders, notably the main opposition party, the New Patriotic Party, raised issues about the voters register, and they alleged, first of all, that the register had too many names than is expected. And then secondly, they also alleged that there are people who are not qualified to be on the voters register, and so they called for a replacement for the register. The commission subsequently invited responses from the commission invited views from the rest of the stakeholders, and a number of positions were expressed on the request made by the New Patriotic Party. And so we had to hold a public forum at which all those who have views on the voters register made their presentation. Subsequently, the commission once again appointed a 5-member panel of eminent Ghanaians to police views and to bring its findings and recommendations to the commission. The panel submitted its report, I think, on the 21st of December, and the commission has taken its position on the panel's recommendation. The position of the commission on the register is that we are not going to have a new register. We are not replacing the current voters register. Rather, what we're going to do is that we are going to have auditing and cleaning of the existing voters register. The modalities for the auditing and cleaning will be discussed with the political parties at IPAC meeting, and we'll fashion out, the commission together with the parties will fashion out how the auditing and cleaning will be done. So that's the position of the commission on the voters register as we speak. Yes, on the matter of the National Elections Steering Committee, the commission set up this committee late last year. I believe it was in November that we wrote to institutions that we deal with on a regular basis to give us representatives to serve on the National Elections Steering Committee. The committee is made up of 18 people. All the members of the commission, that is the board of the commission, are members of the National Elections Steering Committee, as well as the director of elections, who is the secretary to the committee. And then there are these other institutions and organizations that we identify as institutions that we deal with on a regular basis insofar as elections in this country are concerned. And so we ask them for representation, and we nominated our representatives to serve on the committee. At the IPAC meeting last Friday, some stakeholders, notably the political parties, raised issues about the work of the steering committee, and then again on some individuals that have been nominated as members of the committee. The commission's position is that it is taking the concerns raised to the commission meeting. It will discuss it thoroughly and come to a decision.
Mm.
And whatever decision the commission makes after its discussions on the matter, it will report back to IPAC. So that is the commission's position on the two issues.
Does it have a constitutional basis, and is there really a reason? What prompted that decision? Because it's kind of novel.
Yes, it is novel, but not entirely a new thing. As to whether there is a constitutional basis for it, if you go to the Electoral Commission Act, that is Act 451 of 1993, you'll find in Section 7, Subsection 1 of that Act, that the Commission is allowed by law to set up a committee anytime it thinks it necessary to help it in the conduct of its functions. carrying out the sanctions. And so, based on that provision, the Commission has in the past set up several other committees to deal with some issues. And thus, the Commission deems it necessary to have a steering committee of representatives of various institutions that we deal with on a regular basis. The committee is not the one that is going to run elections for us, but because we realize or we recognize that they have key roles to play, and we will continue to deal with them insofar as elections are concerned. And we have a committee of that nature, and whatever issues we have to discuss with them on individual basis are brought to a table for all of them to discuss. It will help the course of the election. So they are just going to play a kind of coordinating role insofar as the elections are concerned. So they are not the ones that are going to run the elections.
Okay, understood.
It's collaboration and coordination that we are going to do.
Okay.
Let me cite an example why we think the committee is necessary. In 2014, when we were preparing for the local elections, what we call the state-level elections here, we said we're going to do limited registration of voters. We wrote to the Ghana Education Service to allow us to use teachers for the exercise, because most of the time the teachers are the ones that we fall on for the registration and other election activities. But the DES then wrote to us that because the teachers were preparing the students for their final examinations, it wasn't possible that the teachers would be released for that particular exercise. We were compelled to reschedule the registration exercise. And we think that if there were probably a committee as we have in place now, right from the planning stage, the representative of the DES would have prompted us that if we schedule the registration for that period, the teachers were not going to be available. So we wouldn't have had the experience of postponing registration of voters because the teachers were not going to be available. So in order that we will not have that kind of experience, the Commission decided that let's have a committee that will have representatives of these bodies that we deal with on a regular basis, so that when we are planning any of these exercises, they will inform us about their own internal arrangements so that they do not come into conflict with the electoral calendar. That's basically what the committee is going to do. They are not the ones that are going to run the election.
I see. So do the political parties have any representation at all on this committee?
No, political parties are not represented on the committee. Because we have an agreement with the political parties where we meet regularly to interact and discuss issues, and that is the IPAC forum. We meet with them regularly at IPAC to discuss any issues that come up during the election. But we don't have any forum for discussions with other institutions that also have roles to play in the election. And that is why we are putting together this committee.
Okay. Are you not worried?
Also deal with the other institutions at another forum.
Yeah.
Under the National Elections Steering Committee.
Yeah, that you've made that point beautifully. Asking though, are you not worried that people might misconstrue the intentions of the EC, being as people have political affiliations naturally, but then they may also be too involved with one party than the other, and have a certain imbalance on the representation of the committee.
Well, first of all, the representatives of the committee were selected, as I said, by the various organizations and institutions. And we were not expecting that they will nominate people who have political leanings and were affiliated to certain parties to the committee. But once that came up, the commission said it was going to meet with the institutions that nominated them and have a discussion with those institutions and determine a way forward. It's most likely some of these individuals, if it comes out that they are affiliated to political parties, they have to be withdrawn from the committee.
Okay. My final question, sir. So you said the IPAC will meet to discuss the cleaning up of the register. When is this going to happen? When is this supposed to happen? And do you think you have enough time to do that before the election?
We have enough time. We are just about to go into the supplementary registration of voters, and that will be followed by activation of the voters register. So before we go into the activation, all these issues would have been discussed and agreed upon before we put the register on display.
And the parties have, IPAC has agreed to roadmap for doing this? Yes, but have they agreed to a roadmap for doing this?
Well, all that we have told them for now is that we are going to have consultation with them to determine how the cleaning should be done. But we have not given them any timeline.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Osupari. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.